Hey, everybody, welcome in. We are enjoying this day. Hope that you are too. And thanks for jumping in with us because we have an event that you are going to want to go to for sure, be a big part of. It's the annual, third annual benefit for first responders at SMS Auto and Marine. You know, we have all the inside information. Do you know why? Because we have the guy in charge, Lucas Dubendorfer, and he is here to give us all the details. So stay with us, stick around, get your calendar out because we're going to add something to it and we will be right back.
Sky Blue Shows presents the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds September 30th and October 1st. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. Guns, ammo, knives, optics, tactical gear, apparel, and more. Buy, sell, or trade your way through the show. Upon entry, 21 or older get a free raffle ticket for a gun. Drawing 2:30 Sunday. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show. Kootenai County Fairgrounds, September 30th and October 1st. Must be present to win, Idaho resident, 21 or older, and pass federal background check.
Score a touchdown when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as fast as a Bulldog running back, visit TingInternet.com/Bulldogs. That's TingInternet.com/Bulldogs.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bear tool free up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Join me to say welcome and hello to Lucas Dubendorfer. He is the guy in charge, and he's the owner at SMS Auto and Marine. Lucas, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're just going to jump into the main event, the big deal. Tell our audience about what's going on this Saturday.
Well, this Saturday from 12 to 5 at our shop on Washington Street, we are having our third annual first responder benefit event. Started this a few years ago, and it's been a big hit. And we're looking forward to hopefully some good weather
yeah.
and a good turnout.
Yes. You know, this is a big event. There is a lot going on. I think that our audience, let's break it down for them a little bit. So you said already noon to five, and first up, the food. Mm-hmm. You're serving beer and brats.
Yep, we have brats from Woods and beer from Laughing Dog. They've done that the last couple of years, and everybody always likes it.
That's so exciting. Now, is will people, if they come, there's an entry fee and they get that, or they buy it when they're here? Nope. They buy the beer and brats, or?
Everything's by donation, because obviously 100% of the proceeds go towards local first responders, and we can go into that a little bit in a minute. But so we have everything from T-shirts and glasses and a bunch of raffle items that we'll go into.
And it's all by donation. There isn't going to be a price tag on it, but just give from your heart and give for the first responders. You've got to suggest it.
We have suggested donations. So there's, I think it's, I don't remember off the top of my head. There's a lot of things going on. But we have suggested donations for the food and drink and the raffle items, as well as the other merchandise.
All right. Awesome. There is a part of this that I'm really excited about, because I like music and I like to have some music and, I don't know, do people dancing in the parking lot. What's the live music? What's going on with that?
So back for the third year in a row is The Shift. They're out of Spokane. They're a fantastic cover band. They play 80s, 90s, 2000s. Popular rock songs.
Pretty much rock and roll all the way.
Yep. So it's a good time. And they put on a good show.
Awesome. That sounds good. All right. Now, the other thing I was interested in that's going on Saturday as an event for people to enjoy is a car show. What's that all about?
Well, we started out the first year with just a few cool cars. People that we knew invited a few vehicles, and then we had people just showing up. And so next year we closed down the streets, used the neighboring parking lots, and we had over 100 cars last year.
Wow.
So we'll see. The weather's, I think it's only 25% chance of rain right now for Saturday, so fingers are crossed.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be super good. So 100 cars, so you're probably expecting that, maybe even more. And what, it's not like Lost in the 50s where they're all old. Some of them are like modern, new, or what kind of cars show up?
So the car show is open to all vehicles, and we have some very interesting things coming. A lot of things that are not actually street legal cars. There's race cars, there's new trucks, there's obviously a good showing of classic vehicles.
Right.
There's always going to be a lot of those at any car show. But we've got motorcycles, we've got classics, we've got hot rods, race cars. You'll just have to come and check it out. There's going to be some cool stuff there for sure.
I hate to even tell you this, but when I got home from the Peace Corps, my dad offered me my mother's classic T-Bird. I think it was like a 57 or something with the window in back, two-seater. And because I was stupid and young and dumb, I said, well, I want the new car. What was I thinking? Where was my wisdom? I don't know.
I hear it almost every day. If I only had that car that I gave 20 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's get into some more details here. Raffles are tons of fun. Again, suggested donation to be a part of the whole raffle. But what's being raffled off?
So we have a whole bunch of local businesses, many repeats from the previous years and a few new ones. I'm going to run through them real quick just because all deserve a shout-out.
Yeah, give us the details.
Army Surplus donated a survival backpack, over $1,000 worth of gear.
Whoa.
That's an awesome one. That's been there every year. Interstate donated a dump truck load of gravel delivered in the area. A new one for this year is Dyer donated a flight in a Kodiak for 6 people around the area and a little gift basket. Max Tie Downs donated a tie-down kit again like they have in the past couple of years. North Idaho Undercoating does an undercoating service. Bigfoot Detail, obviously.
I need detailing. I need undercoating.
We had it done on the shop truck, and it's held up really well.
Yeah.
Integrity Armory with two enhanced concealed carry classes this year. And then the fun one is a Bonner County basket that we put together with lots of gift cards, shirts, merchandise from local businesses that have donated. So there's stuff from Joel's, there's stuff from Bellaterra, there's all kinds of local businesses with either gift cards. I mean, I think it's well over $500 or $600 in gift cards.
My
so
goodness.
It's a pretty cool basket.
You know, the other thing I like about the basket, I mean, everything that you just listed is very good, but specific. The basket's kind of for everybody. There's going to be stuff in there for the whole family, or they can dip and dive a little bit and find something that they want. What a good deal. And who provides that basket? Where does that come from?
We put it together at the shop.
You guys, so, you're the guys who put it together.
Yeah, there's a lot of legwork that goes into collecting.
I know.
It's a project, but...
It is. This whole thing is an amazing project. So that's the raffle. But you've got giveaway things. What how do you, what, I want to get there when the giveaways are happening and the prizes. When's that going to, what is that?
We'll have some other stuff. We haven't set a bunch of stuff out at this time, but there will be some things like last year we did a cornhole longest toss, right? So who can make the longest shot? And we have some stuff that
they get some kind of prizes.
So, yeah.
All right. You know, I have to confess that I kind of knew where you guys were generally speaking, but I didn't have your exact location, you know, dialed in yet. So the way it's 1217 Washington, but there are two ways to get there. Correct me if I'm wrong. One is you go all the way out Division. You go past the library, you go past Life Care, but you don't get to that T where Miller's is. It's before that. And you turn off on like Walnut or something?
Walnut or Ponderosa.
Or Ponderosa.
So we're just one block off Division. So if you're going north on Division, it'll be on the right-hand side right before you cross the tracks.
Turn right
on Ponderosa, turn right on Washington, and you can't miss it.
Awesome. And then there you are. Plus, you're going to, you know, smell the food, hear the music, you know, see all the cars. The other way to get there that I thought was good is go take Pine over to Washington and then just go north on Washington.
Yep.
Just stay on Washington.
Yep. Washington dead ends right by our shop. We're the second last building on the left. So
cool.
You can't miss it.
All right.
There will be a big event tent as well.
Okay, we will see you, smell the food, hear the music,
Most definitely. Get
there. So 1217 Washington Avenue, right here in beautiful Sandpoint. Okay, so that's how to get there. One of my questions before we take the next break is, how did this annual event get started? What's the genesis for doing this?
You know, a couple years ago, you know, everybody was kind of cooped up from COVID happenings, and the first responders were really putting in a lot of effort, especially with you know, all the fires that we were having and doing notifications to houses and people working overtime and off time and just, you know, all hands on deck. We just thought it'd be good to get everybody out and show our appreciation for our first responders.
You know, I guess I knew that, but I hadn't thought of it in those words, Lucas, is that we might have been hunkered down, but they were not. They had to be out and about 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and responding to people who were sick or people who had had a car accident or whatever was going on, whatever first responders do.
It is a thankless job.
it is, except I had this in my notes for later, but I don't know if you know, I did a whole series on first responders about, I don't know, 2 months ago. I had everybody in here week after week. I did the whole show, like on Pondere Police, the whole program, Idaho State Police, Bonner County Sheriff, chaplains, both Bonner County and Boundary County, EMS, Bonner County EMS, and the first of the first responders. I got an interview with our dispatchers. Not an easy get because
they're busy
and I don't know, they feel like they're kind of back in the scenery someplace. But they came out and and the supervisor talked on the radio. I don't know if I left anybody out, but it was an awesome series to do that, to honor them and to say thank you and to love them and respect them. They're so good. You know, as much as I look at you and I think, what a great business, all of this. If I'm in a ditch someplace at 9 o'clock at night, I'm not going to call you, Lucas. That probably relieves you.
I probably won't answer the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, that's Barbara again. Not going to answer that. But really, I call 911. And they come and help me. As close as I am to family and friends, I might call them next, but I don't call them first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God bless them, right?
Amen.
So you got started basically because of COVID.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was because of COVID,
but it was kind of
let's get everybody needed to do something, right?
Yeah,
people
do something positive.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. The other thing I want to congratulate you and your team on is that you've made it an annual event.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, like you're in it for the long haul. Yeah.
It's one of those things you get done with it and then you're like, oh, I don't know if we want to do this again. But it is a lot of fun. So we've had a lot of help from other businesses as far as donations this year. And that's given us a leg up on, I'm hoping, what we're able to donate at the end of the whole event. So we had a lot of businesses step up financially and sponsor the event, which I'm really excited about.
Yes, indeed. Well, we can go ahead and list out those businesses right now if you want to, if you've got your list.
And because
we don't want to leave anybody out.
Well, I'm sure somebody will get left out, unfortunately, because there were a lot. However, these are the official ones that we have as of now. So obviously we have Co-op Gas and Supply. They're our top tier sponsor. They've been there every year with us. A new one for this year is Ramey Construction. They stepped up financially quite a bit, which was fantastic. Trenton Forging has been there every year, actually. Wow. They're not a local business, but the owner's local, I believe, or manager. I'm not 100% on that. North Idaho Towing, Idagon Construction, Apex Tree Pros, Northwest Auto Body, Big Lake
Recreation. Yay, Northwest Auto Body. Got to give them a shout out. They are good to me.
They are. They do good work. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, they've been back every year. Full Circle Powder Coating. Pine Street Dental is a new one this year, and so is Turner Promotions. They made our shirts for us. And then Laughing Dog Brewing, Sun Rental, they always give us a discount on their rental equipment, and Woods, of course.
Yes, for the brats.
Yep.
I just want people to think I'm always crashing my car around, okay? It's just a little bumper deal in a parking lot. It was very minor. But anyway, they took care of it while I was out of town, and it was all done when I got back. It was just like super service. Anyway, a shout out to all those businesses. How good of them to give and to give to our first responders. All right, we are going to take our first break right now. And when we come back, I'm interested, Lucas, in, you know, the money that's the benefit, the money that's being gathered, all the donations, you know, how will it be spent? Who and how will that benefit be spread around the community? All right, everybody, stick around with us. We have a lot more information for you. We want you at this event. We want you included in the fun.
It's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Looking for a great job? Super Run Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $20 an hour. Apply today at superrunfoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Ryan. And at Super Run Foods, they say save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. Go to superrunfoods.net for Super Run Foods in Sandpoint.
Are you looking for a great job in Bonner's Ferry? Maybe seeking a new challenge? The Kootenai Tribe's new Sturgeon Station and Sonic Restaurant, located at the 3 Mile Plaza, will be opening soon. They're going to be hiring for a variety of positions, such as clerks, cooks, customer service specialists, and assistant management. Mark October 10th on your calendar. The job fair will be held at the Kootenai River Inn Casino and Spa from 10 a.m. to noon and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. You must apply in person. With aggressive wages starting at $15 an hour and great benefits including medical, dental, vision, 401k, and paid time off, this is a great opportunity. Opening this November, this tribal enterprise is a new concept for the area, so they're looking to hire the best and brightest. Join the Sturgeon Station and Sonic Restaurant team at the job fair on October 10th at the Kootenai River Inn Casino and Spa. Great pay, amazing benefits, and a fun working environment.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Business Bureau, their tax attorneys, and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. We are having a good time today with Lucas Dubendorfer. He is the owner. He's the guy in charge at SMS Auto and Marine, and their big third annual first responder benefit is this Saturday, September the 30th, beginning at noon over on Washington Avenue, where they are easy to find. And we've just got so much to talk about. Hope that you guys are going to attend and support this benefit. You know, Lucas, you were talking earlier about you have a car show in addition to everything else that's going on, and you are still accepting car entries. How does that work?
Well, we had a deadline because we were hoping to get entries in early so we could get a good head count and see how much space we need. Last year, the day before the event, we had about 70 registrations, and the day of, we ended up with another 30 plus, so we were over 100 cars. We still have a little more room as of now, so if there's anybody with a vehicle, all makes and models are welcome. Basically, if it's something that's going to entertain people and people might like to look at, even if it's a small audience, we'd love to have it. Yeah. And like I said, every type of vehicle is welcome. So
how do they do that? How do they get registered and so that you know that they're planning on attending even at this late date?
Yeah. So we have registration forms that we have at the shop. They can swing by. We'll be there every day this week. We can email them if somebody's not in town, and then they could email it back to us or bring it the day of. But it's ideal if we can get it ahead of time so we have a good idea on how many cars we're expecting.
Is there a number they can call if they are out of town to get that faxed or emailed to them?
Can't do a fax. That's a little outdated for us.
But
we could definitely email. Yeah. It's 208-290-2779.
All right. 208-290-2779. If you want to call, make sure that you know what's going on. You can still get your car registered. What a good deal. All right, before we went on break, I was talking about how the money that's being raised is going to be used and how you make those decisions. Tell us about that.
Well, in the past years and this year as well, we always donate a large portion of the proceeds to Bonner County chaplains. They have a good pulse on what local first responders in the area need, their families. They're able to see the needs and have full discretion over their funds. So it's a good place to donate. They're 501c3. They're there for people in times of need, obviously, you know, if there's an incident, and then also for the first responders and their families if they have health issues or anything like that. So that's a big one. And then we always pick one of the fire departments in the area. So the first year we did Northside Fire. Last year we did West Pondere Fire District. And this year we always talk to dispatchers and ask them who they recommend. Mm-hmm. And this year they recommended Sam Owen Fire. So so they're going to be getting a portion of the proceeds. So, and everything for this event is 100%. I mean, nobody's getting paid for this event. So, everybody that's part of it is donating their time, with the exception of my employees. I do pay my employees for their time, but, so it's really neat, you know, to see businesses come together and, you know, offer discounts on their services, things like the tent, that kind of thing, anything we don't have to spend is more money that we're able to donate.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's after what costs are covered.
Yeah, that's what makes this event so successful, but so where people are really willing to get involved and donate because they know it's all going to go to recipients down the road. What a great idea to give the money to chaplains who are so aware of needs and needs that we might not be aware of. It was one of the things we talked about on the radio about, you know, we think of somebody in a traffic accident, our first thought goes to the people in the accident, whether it's an ambulance, who's hurt, who's not, then the families that need to get notified. But really the impact, the emotional impact and that is also on the police officers, the Idaho State Police, whoever's attending, the ambulance people. They go home with this. And if it's certain kinds of accidents are more difficult, I guess they're all difficult. But we don't think of that, mm-hmm. but the chaplains do. They see it and they minister not just to the victims, but to the responders.
Exactly.
When you say that they can, does any of the money, like they could decide to give money to, say, Sandpoint Police Department, or it's all for the respond.
I believe
whoever.
They have full discretion over the funds. So
to whomever and however they want. I love that. And fire department, you know, fire department, they don't get a lot of press, do they?
No. They're actually some to touch on that. Last year, West Pondere Fire District was very appreciative. Their chief, they're all volunteer, right? So they were trying to put together a grant to get new pagers, which if you're a volunteer fire department, pagers are rather important.
Right. And we're rural. They're spread all over you. You got to call people to come in and move.
We were able to raise enough funds for them to get all new pagers for all of their volunteers. So that's a really useful thing that the funds went to. That's really neat to see that, you know, they were lobbying to get a grant to get these, and instead we were able to just turn over and write them a check, and they were able to get those. So
that is
pretty neat.
So good. And Sam Owen, I'm excited about that. You know, I lived in Hope for over 30 years. I just came to Sandpoint a couple of years ago, like moving into the city or something. But what a great group and so deserving. That's really good. You know, one of the questions that I had, and I had to ask one of your team that I was talking to, because I was trying to figure out SMS. I was trying Sandpoint Marine. I couldn't figure out the S. Like, what's maybe the first S is something else? Or where? I think it's going to be really interesting when you tell. Please explain to our audience, where does SMS come from?
Well, you know, when you're 17 and you're starting a business, you need a name, right? And so I'm not quite sure how it came about, but I used to live on Sand Mountain and I started out doing stereos. It's a small part of our repertoire of what we do now, which is why probably after being in business for about 10 years, we switched it from Sand Mountain Sounds to SMS Auto and Marine. As we had customers that we'd done work for 10 plus years that, you know, would go to Spokane to get a remote start installed or to get their bed cover or running boards or bumper or winch or anything they're doing to their vehicle done. They go to Spokane and come back and then have us put speakers in. And I go, you know, we do all of that too, right? And they didn't know. So we changed it to SMS Auto and Marine. So now it's just the same logo, same phone number, same business, just SMS Auto and Marine because we work on
Sand Mountain Sound.
That was the original business.
That was
name,
the original. Now it's just SMS.
Yep. A little easier to say.
It is easier to say, but that is really interesting because even though you probably still do stereos and all kinds of. I would ask you not to put too many boom boxes. I've noticed a few extra boom boxes rolling around town sharing their music with me on a beautiful day.
Be surprised. We do very, very few of those. Most people want to enjoy their music inside the car,
inside.
Not outside the car.
And not telling everybody else about it. Anyway, good job. SMS, Auto and Marine. Tell us more about all the various services that you do. Give us kind of a list so our audience can get an idea of how they might come in and use your services.
Anything automotive or marine, electrical is what we specialize in, but we do a lot of accessories as well. So upfitting, we do emergency vehicle builds. So for the sheriff's department, we do lighting, all kinds of stuff like that. So, you know, we get a car that comes in that has nothing in it and we build the whole car out. We do hot rods, rewires. If somebody wants to, say, swap a newer fuel-injected engine into an older classic vehicle, we'll wire the whole vehicle from the ground up. Lights, accessories, engine, all of that. So that's kind of the bigger projects. Those are kind of the fun ones. But then we do everything from troubleshooting and repair. So trailer lights, you name it. So
yeah.
If something's not working on your car, it has to do with electronics, then we can help. We also offer a full mobile service. So if your boat's on the lake and you don't want to haul it out, we can go there, install, equipment, that kind of thing.
That's totally awesome you can, you mobile out to the boats in the marinas or wherever. Yeah, I like it. I don't have my boat anymore, but that's another story.
Remote starts are the big one this time of year because as soon as it gets cold, people start thinking about them. But if you think about it before it gets cold, you can use it to run your air conditioning in the summer. You don't have to scrape ice off windows. They're wonderful.
And can you do that? Do you have to have your garage door up? I mean, if you're doing a remote start on a cold winter morning, I have a heated garage, so it's probably not.
But when you get done with work and you're ready to head home, don't you want to get into a warm car?
I do. So if it's sitting out there, because sometimes I'm here and there it is with blizzard blowing all over. Mm-hmm. So I could remote start in
here. You can.
What does it cost to do a remote start?
Start at $495
installed. I want some details.
they're about $500 installed.
Okay.
So we'd use a company out of Seattle called CompuStar. They have a lifetime warranty on their control module and fantastic tech support. It's amazing to have an electronics company that's willing to lifetime warranty their product.
I like the idea. I hadn't even thought about air conditioning this summer. So what, you get a new fob that starts or you work with the one I have? Or how
we
does
can do
it work?
Either. So if you have a smart key like that, we can use that fob. You're limited to the range of that fob. Or we can add the smartphone app, which lets you start, stop, lock and unlock, check interior vehicle temperature, battery voltage, all of that kind of stuff, all from your phone.
Well, everybody wants
and
that.
It's unlimited range. So, and yes, I've tried it from across the world and it does work. It's pretty fantastic. So we have 4 vehicles on this and we switch between the shop vehicles and my personal vehicle and you can lock your keys in.
You have 4 vehicles on that because you're on the inside of this whole deal. You know the other owner.
Well, yeah.
The other owner, ladies and gentlemen, the co-owners of SMS Auto Marine are Mr. and Mrs. Lucas Dubendorfer. So that's what I'm referring to. All right. So you just have all kinds of services, especially that auto start. What'd you call it? Not auto start.
Remote start.
Remote start.
You can call them auto starts. There's a lot of terms for them, but...
All right. Before we go on our next break, which is coming up in just a little bit, I want you to repeat all of the important information that people know that we're talking about, this fundraiser, and it's this weekend. Give them the details again so they can get it on their calendar.
So it is our third annual first responder benefit event and car show. We have live music. We have raffle tickets or raffle items donated by local businesses. We have beer and brats by donations. We also have T-shirts and event glasses. You can buy a beer glass and get it filled. We will have beer on tap. What else? Yeah, car show. We're praying for good weather. 12 to 5 this Saturday, September 30th.
This coming Saturday, September the 30th at noon at SMS, and that's on Washington, way up there, kind of before you get to Miller's Country Store, Baldy Road. It's just right there.
One block off Division, right behind the Lighthouse Food Plant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right behind Lighthouse Food Plant. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's the better direction. Almost to Miller's. Well, almost to Miller's says it, too.
Yep. You got to remember it's the south side of the tracks. If you go to Miller's, you're on the wrong side of the
tracks. You're on the wrong side. Exactly. All right, that's this weekend again. It's coming up. It's this Saturday, September the 30th. It starts at noon, and you are invited. And it's for a really good cause. It is to honor, to celebrate, and donate money to our first responders. The recipients change every year, but it goes to these great heroes that we have, the men and women who are our first responders. Okay, we're going to take our last break right now. We're going to do that. When we come back, we'll have more information just for you guys.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Hello, this is Scott and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old powerhouse building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Eye of Newt and Toa Frog.
Dead Man's Moss from Fallen Log.
Briar Thorns from Deep in the Thicket.
Bring good luck on my scratch ticket.
Wait, what?
About that, since we're brewing a potion for good luck.
We need luck to avoid being burned alive by the villagers.
Yeah, but
not for winning Idaho Lottery scratch tickets. Oh, these are scary fun.
Right?
And we could win up to 100 grand. Quick, wing a bat from last night's dinner.
Turn this scratch ticket into a winner.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. As usual, we've got it going on for you here in the studio. And today, we are having a conversation with Lucas Dubendorfer. He is the owner, along with his lovely wife, of SMS Auto and Marine Services. And what we're talking about is their business we've covered, but what we're really focusing in on is the benefit that's coming up this Saturday, September 30th, and all the money raised for this benefit, all the donations, every t-shirt that you buy is going to go to some group of first responders here in our area in Bonner County.
Yeah, yeah, so Bonner County Chaplains and Sam Owen Fire this year are the two.
Yeah, and the thing I like about the chaplains, go ahead and tell our audience about that again. It's not that all the money goes to the chaplains, but they get the budget, and then they can decide where the needs are, what's going on, what group of first responders or families need that kind of help. That's very cool.
Yeah,
like
it's neat. It's really neat because they have their – it's kind of like the dispatchers. You know, we talk to them. That's how we pick which fire department we go with. They're the ones that see who's – responding to a lot of calls and who's there firsthand, who's really stepping up, and they're the ones that obviously we want to appreciate. So, the chaplains are, they're there for everybody. So they're able to see what's going on firsthand, see, you know, if a first responder's family, if themselves or a member of their family is having health issues and they need help with a hotel room or something, you know, at the hospital or whatever, they're available and they have full discretion over their funds. So they're able to see where it's needed most and put it to good use.
I like that. That is really smart. And you're right. They are the ones, the chaplains are connected. I've had great interviews with Dave Lotz here for Bonner County, but I've also talked to Len Pine up in Boundary County. They are doing also an awesome job with their chaplain corps and meeting the needs of their first responders and the people that that are being served by the first responders. All right. One of the things that we want our listeners to focus in on is how important it is the beer glasses and the T-shirts. Tell them it's important that when they come out that they think about donating and getting one of those T-shirts, right?
Yeah, it's a really cool logo that we came up with, whole design. It's on the glasses. It's on the shirts. We've done different ones every year. So I think we have a few shirts left from last year and a few glasses left from last year. Obviously, very limited quantities, but we would love for those to go out in the community, let people know that you support our first responders, and obviously those shirts are something that, you know, anything that we take in off of those goes directly to them. So
I am looking at two vehicles. What is this? Is this a tow truck? I mean, this is a God Bless America with the American flag, all-wheel drive truck. I want that truck.
Well, what we wanted to do is we wanted to kind of take some different types of vehicles, right? Last year some classic cars and we had some off-road vehicles. This year we wanted to kind of look at some of the overland vehicles where you're building out a vehicle to have, you know, maybe a rooftop tent and lights and stuff for camping so you can take this vehicle many different places. That's really popular these days, is upfitting a vehicle in a way to make it more useful for traveling, specifically off-road.
It's awesome. And then the other is a police vehicle, kind of generic, but it's also got an American flag. I love that.
Yep. And a little more classic on the old police cruiser.
It's kind of cool. It is like the old police cruiser. We like that. So come on out and get a shirt, get a glass, and you get a free beer if you get the glass, as long as you're not driving. One beer, you can drive one beer. Okay, I'm not going to say that on the air.
You may just have to hang out a while.
I take that all back. Don't listen to me.
Hang out and have a brat.
There you go.
Listen to some music.
Eat a couple of brats. You know, one of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about in the area of what services you provide as a business, what you do as a business, and the people with boats or cars or trucks that they can, and that's the customization that you might do. Tell our audience about what that might include.
Well, if you're ever out driving and you see a vehicle that looks different than it came from the factory, we do just about everything you see on that vehicle. So whether it means putting on a roof rack or adding some lights, actually right now with it getting dark earlier, and actually my sister-in-law just hit a deer with her car the other night.
Whoa.
And she's all right. Airbags deployed and everything. So we'll see if the car's totaled or not. However, we have lights that we put on. They're actually street legal fog lights by a company called Diode Dynamics. They're made in Missouri, 8-year warranty. They're a fantastic product. And the amount of light that they put on the road and light up the ditch is incredible. I mean, I have personally avoided many deer driving down the highway just because I saw them ahead of time.
Right.
And was able to slow down. And then, of
slow
course,
down
they bolt right in front of you.
And watch them because they do want to jump. Are these lights that are like overhead up on a top rack, or are
Absolutely not.
They're in the front where your headlights are.
Generally, we replace the factory fog lights. And these lights have a special lens on them that actually has a beam pattern that's DOT approved. So they're street legal for use with low beam. So in theory, if they're adjusted properly, you don't have a bunch of weight in the back of your truck that's making them not adjusted properly.
Oh, okay.
They don't blind oncoming traffic. So that's the huge selling point, is it's something that you can see well with that doesn't compromise other drivers' ability to see the road. Because that's really important.
I was just going to ask that. I know. I'm always blinded. What are those brand new lights? They're like blue and brilliant. I flashed my light. This has been a couple of years ago. Someone, I thought, you've got your brights on and you're in town. And boy, he didn't. He flashed me his high beams and about took me off the road.
Unfortunately, with the newer headlight designs with LEDs and HIDs, the way the headlights are adjusted is so important because they have a cutoff line that allows them to have full brightness under a certain level, mm-hmm. which is fantastic for them. However, if you put weight in the back of the truck, you have towing a trailer,
it
anything like that,
it
tilts
up.
The truck, and then the lights are out of adjustment, and then they provide a lot of glare.
I wondered about that, because it's like, why are some okay and others are just not okay? They're like in my eyes.
If you ever see a car going over a bump or train tracks and it gets real bright white, and then it kind of bluish purple, that's the light refracting off the cutoff shield and the headlights themselves. And yeah, that's unfortunately, headlight adjustment is a very important thing.
No kidding.
It's tough to do it when you have changing loads. So here's another plug. We can do airbag overload springs on the back of the truck, which allow you to fire up a compressor, air up the bags, and allow the truck to sit level when you're towing a load. And that way your lights aren't blinding.
Ah, wow. That's really good. This is all under the heading, folks, of customization, things that you can do, especially with those big trucks, you guys, to get them taken care of. But you also do customization on first responder vehicles, too.
Yeah.
Fire trucks.
And lighting and, cages and bumpers and radios and all that kind of stuff.
They just don't come that way. They kind of come a basic four-wheel drive van type thing.
Yeah, for most of the emergency vehicles, certain manufacturers make, a police unit that's set up for it, but it doesn't come with any of the equipment. So that would be something that we would install.
Wow, that is amazing. And you're doing that for fire trucks, for police, and for EMS.
Yeah, actually we'll have a couple of those vehicles that we've done work on at the event, which will be neat so people can check those out.
Yeah.
And they're going to be open for kids to climb in and look out and that kind of thing.
Great.
So if the weather holds out,
weather's going to hold out. It's going to hold out from your mouth to God's
ear. We're praying
for it. It's going to happen. We're going to have good weather. Well, I know. Yes.
I was just going to say the event is going to happen rain or shine. So
we
do have a big event tent. We're going to get up some other pop-ups. So obviously people with convertibles may not come out if it's pouring rain.
Right.
However, we have a lot of vehicles that will be there rain or shine, and will be there rain or shine. So
come on, you're not going to melt. You're not going to melt in the rain. It's going to kind of makes it more fun. Isn't there something about dancing in the rain or dancing in the, is that dancing in the street? Both, right? I know that you've got appreciation for some of your team and your family. Go ahead, let's give them some airtime because they are big supporters.
Well, we have to give a big shout out to Hannah. She runs the front desk in the office at the shop, and without her, this would not happen. Absolutely. She's put a ton of hours into it, recruiting help from family and other friends to volunteer with putting out posters and flyers. And, promotion of the event takes a lot of time. And she has put a lot of effort into that. At the event itself, we always have a big showing of our family and friends that come out and help with food prep and serving and all of that event setup, tear down. There's a lot of people that it takes to make something like this happen, and we're very grateful for everyone that's participating.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned set up and tear down for all your volunteers and your family and your employees, your team, because there is everything that's going on right now. It's all going on right now, and there's a big setup effort that morning, I'm sure. And then there's the tear down when it's all over. You guys, it's over for us. We go home, but you guys have still got several hours of work to do.
Couple days.
Or a couple of days. Okay. Oh, I totally
We usually relax on Sunday and then finalize things on Monday and try to go back to normal work.
I love it. Well, listen, you guys, it's this Saturday. It's September the 30th, beginning at noon out there at SMS Auto and Marine. And it's out there on Washington, easy to find right here in Sandpoint. And we want you all to be there. Get a t-shirt, get a glass, and I don't know, do a raffle on that basket. That basket sounds fantastic. I'm interested in the remote entry. So anyway, we'll talk about that later. That's it for today, everyone. Thank you again, Lucas, for being with us. Next week, we're going to deal with local politics in the upcoming election. County Clerk Mike Rosedale will be here with all the information about elections and candidates and also how to get registered and vote. You're the ones who make the decisions. I want to give you all a heads up to hold off on your early voting, your absentee voting until you've listened to the candidates directly right here. The following weeks through October, we're going to be talking with Lake Pendere School District, Sandpoint City Council, and Sandpoint Mayor candidates. Don't just read the sign. Listen to what the candidate has to say and what he or she stands for. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.